radio on, trying hard to change my dismal state of mind. But the music couldn't cover all my shattered dreams or the empty, empty feeling deep inside. I was tempted to abandon any hope that I had when I reached to turn my radio down. Just enough to hear the music from a country church that was sitting on the edge of town. They were singing, "What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms." From the moment that I stepped inside that little country church, I felt a warmth I never felt before. And the glow of shining faces I couldn't understand, but it started something knocking at my door. Well, the parson wasn't talking about religion that day, 'cause the sermon hit my conscience like a knife. It was a heart-to-heart experience with God Himself that would change the whole complexion of my life. They were singing, "Power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb." Now I'm driving up the valley feeling lighter than air. I can hardly keep her under 55, 'cause I got a taste of heaven in a country church where the folks are really coming alive. Something happened in that meeting on the edge of town, and it really, really blew my mind, 'cause it changed the whole complexion of my broken dreams. It's the closest thing to heaven I can find. I'm singing, "What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, the everlasting arms, everlasting arms."
Since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by His Holy Spirit, whom He has given us.